Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Nun Vav, 56, and we are on Nun Hey Amaveis. We just quoted the machlokas between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi. About general shlichus and kinyanim. If somebody makes a shliach to make a kinyan, does the shliach have to be someone who is a candidate to do that actual kinyan, not just on behalf of you, but if he would want to do it for himself, would that work or not? So is it enough just to be within the general world of this kinyan, but he doesn't have to actually be the one that's making the kinyan in that direction? So for example, could an usher make a kinyan for peah on behalf of an ani, as an example, and I will get to other examples as well. So that's machlokas Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi. One says haroi litol zacha, but if you're going to take something, so you have to be roi. The shliach has to be roi to take himself. Just like in order to be zocha on behalf of somebody, you have to be able to take it yourself. And the harana, the other one says no haroi litin zacha. Even if you're able to just be on the other side. To be on the other side of giving, so that would be enough. Haroi litain zechei. Right, even if somebody is just roi to be on the other, like in the case that I just mentioned, the usher could give the leket shechen peah, even though he can't take. So that would be enough. So how do we? What is needed? What are the standards? And again, that could relate to the general view of shlichus, how you view shlichus, how tight of a connection is it between the shliach and the mishaleach. Maybe it relates, we didn't mention this yesterday, maybe it relates to the relationship of zechiah and shlichus. We know the major machlokas we've shown, whether zechiah is mitam shlichus or la mitam shlichus, and we'll get back to that. But, you know, maybe that relates also. Here he's being zoche. Maybe everybody agrees that a shliach has to be the exact replica of the mishaleach. Maybe everybody agrees to that by a shliach. The machlokas is, how does zechiah relate to that? Because here, you're being zoche it on behalf of somebody, unless here we're talking about you made a shliach. Okay, either way, we'll get back to that a bit later. Okay, so we have this machlokas. Says the Gemara now, so we're going to quote a couple of mishnayos, asking a question on one of the shitas. Ha masi, three lines to the bottom. Ha masi pliga amanda amar haroi litol zechei. The following mishnah argues on the one that says haroi litol, meaning the one that says you need an exact replica. You need an exact replica of the shliach and the mishaleach. The shliach has to be able to be zocha for himself what he's being zocha on behalf of the mishaleach. Right, that's the haroi litol zechei. So the tanya taman, because we learned in the mishnah. Ha'omer tein get zele ishti. Dot, dot, dot. So the Mefarshim try to figure out exactly what this question is. We're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat, as he often has, tries to have the smoothest pshat in keeping most of the words. So this is a first line of a Mishnah in Gittin. The whole diuk is from the end of the Mishnah, the Seifa, but that's often what the Yerushalmi does. The Yerushalmi will quote the first line of the Mishnah and really bring a raya from the Seifa. So what did the Mishnah say? The beginning of Perikis Kabel, as it's called, the sixth Perik in Gittin. The Mishnah says there that there's a concept called a Shliach LaKabbalah and the concept of a Shliach LaHolacha. Right, a man can make a Shliach LaHolacha to bring his wife a get. A woman can make a Shliach LaKabbalah to accept a get from her husband. But a woman could also make a Shliach LaHolacha. A woman could say to someone, go bring me the get. But it's not going to be a get. It's not going to kick in until he comes here. So that's a shliach l'holacha. A woman can make a shliach l'holacha. A man cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah. Because it's not up to a man, right? A get is a chov. Ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. And therefore a man can't make a shliach l'kabbalah for a wife that the get should be good right when the shliach gets it. That doesn't work. So those are the rules. The Mishnah says, Omer is kabbal gets el ishti, a holik gets el ishti. Right? What happens if a man says, be makabel this get from my wife? So he can't do that. He can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. So it's viewed as a shliach l'halacha. So if a man makes a shliach l'halacha, or he says befeirish holik gets el ishti. So if on the way, when the shliach is on his way, the man wants to be chozerbo, he can be chozerbo. Because after all, the get is not a get yet. But ha'isha sha'amra is kabbal l'giti. But if a woman made a shliach l'kabbalah, so then emar salachzer lo yachzer. If a woman made a shliach l'kabbalah, the man gave it to a shliach l'kabbalah, then he cannot be chozer from his appointment. Lefichach im amar lo habal I efshi shetakabala. But if the man says, there's a shliach lekabala that comes from the woman, and the man changes the shliach to a shliach leholacha, I efshi shetakabala, elaholich vetainla, then he can't be chozer because he changed the shliach, from a shliach l'kabbalah to a shliach l'olacha. So the diak now is, in our Gemara, how could you have the same person be a shliach l'kabbalah and then switch to a shliach l'olacha? Right? If it's a man can never accept a get. A man gives a get. So if it's a man could only be a shliach l'olachas a get. If it's a woman who's the shliach, a woman could be a shliach l'kabbalas a get. A woman can never give a get. A man can never accept a get. So the fact that you could have the same person being both, doesn't that show against the shita of haroi lital zacha? You don't need somebody to do the exact same action that the mishaleach is creating and appointing him for, because after all, you have the same person here. So it's either a man or a woman. So that's the diuk of the Gemara. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. V'shamas mina, the oso shliach. Either way, you learn from the seifa of that Mishnah. The oso shliach she'asta isha l'kabbalah, nasa shlucha sh'labala olacha. The same shliach that the woman made a shliach l'kabbalah, the man changed it to a shliach l'olacha. V'i amrit haroi litol zechei. And if you say, like the shita of haroi litol, only one who could do the exact act of the mishaleach could be the shliach. The einanas a shliach ela imhu b'toras hachmilsa mimanav shachai shliach mayniu. So mimanav shach, you have a problem here. I be'isha mayri. If we're talking about a woman, habaal hechi mas l'shvuy shliach l'olacha. If it's a woman, how could the man make the woman a shliach l'olacha? To a isha einaru yalitain get. A woman can never give a get. V'isha shliach ish, and if the shliach is a man, ha'eno b'taras kabbalas get, the woman can never, man can never accept a get, ve'ichi matzi misavid shliach l'kabbalah. That's the kasha of the Gemara, again, going on the diuk of the seifa of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah is in Gittin, Samach Beis Mabeis, in the Bavli, in the beginning of the sixth parak, and that's the question. So the Gemara answers, wrong. There is a case where, even though a woman cannot ever give a get, but a man could accept a get. Shekein rohu l'kabel get bito. We know a man could accept a get for bito ketana, for his daughter who is a ketana. It's talking about a man. So he is b'toras kabbalas aget, and that's why the man could be a shliach l'holacha, because most of the time the man gives a get, but he could also be a shliach l'kabbalah. So shekein hu rai l'kabel get bito. So that answers that question. Next question. So now the question is, Vishtar Shichur, this is now asking from the Mishnah, in the first parak of Maseches Gittin. The first parak of Maseches Gittin, what does it say there? So the Mishnah there says, Ha'omer, Tein gets elishti v'shashichur zelavdi. A man says to a shliach, please give this get to my wife, and give this shtar shichur, give this document of emancipation to my Eved Kenani, shtar shichur zelavdi. We know there are many comparisons, la me'isha, and Eved Kenani also. The way he goes free, he has to have a shtar. He has to have a shtar shichur because the adon has a kinyan isser, as it's called. It's not just a monetary kinyan, but it's a status kinyan, right? Eved Kenani, there are halachas who he's allowed to marry and mitzvahs that he's chayev in. So the Mishnah says, if a man says, give this get to my wife, give this shtar shichur to my eved, and rotzalach ser b'shneim yachser divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the man can be chozer bo from both. He can be chozer if before the woman gets it, before the eved gets it, he can be chozer bo. Why? Because zachin la adam shelo b'fanav, ve'ein chavin la adam ela b'fanav, and therefore this is, they're both going to be mayor. It's a chov for an eved to get the freed, and it's a chov for the isha to be divorced. So therefore, he can be chozer bo by both. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim argue, no, begitei nashim, by a get, he could be chozer bo, because we assume a get is a chov. A get is a chov. Avalo b'shechur yavadim, but by a get shechur, no. Why? A get shechur is a zechus. And therefore, right when it happens, it happens. L'fisha zachal adam, shalom b'fanav, ein chavim lo el b'fanav. And therefore, the difference between a shtar shichur and a get. So what's the kasha here? V'shtar shichur zela avdi, right? Question mark. What's the question? The question is that the chachamim say, as we just saw, that there's a chilek between a get and a shtar shichur. But it says a get you can be chozer bo, but a shtar shichur you can't be chozer bo. Who's the shliach? Who's the shliach in this mishnah? Again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shebishtar shichur in yachol lachzer bo shemisha shekibel ashliach shtar shichur zacha bo lo ha'eved. Right when the shliach gets the shtar shichur, the eved is freed. Lefisha zachal adam shelo b'fanav v'i debishliach ben chorin. Are we talking about a free person who's a shliach lachora a ben chorin? So a ben chorin cannot accept elves because they're not an eved. Right? So this is again an example where the shliach could do something that the mishaleach can't do. He's basically functioning on behalf of the Eved Kenani, and he's not an Eved Kenani. So that's the question of the Gemara. Isn't this Mishnah also in the first parak of Gittin Araya that you don't have to be the exact Bitoras? You don't have to be Roi Lito. So the Gemara answers no. Maybe we're talking about an Eved in that Mishnah. Shekein hu Roi Lakabel Shtar Shechruro. He could be Makabel his own Shtar Shechur. He could have his own Shtar Shechur. So maybe that's the answer. Right? That's why one Eved could accept the Shtar Shechur and any Yachol Lachserbo, according to the Chachamim, because we're talking about in Eved. The next two lines, Vitaninan, we take out because that was really, you know, part of the first Raya, which we already said from the first Mishnah. So in the first Mishnah Gittin that we quoted, the Gemara asks, "V'ha'eved roi laholach esaget?" What do you mean? We're saying that the Mishnah Gittin, Daf Yud Aleph in the Bavli, the Mishnah in the first paragraph of Gittin, is about an Eved, and that's why an Eved can be makabel the get, because for his fellow Eved, because he himself is an Eved. But lachor, we're talking about the same person, aren't we? In both cases of the Mishnah, right? Could an Eved give a get? Could Eved give a get? So if we're talking about an Eved, in both cases of the Mishnah, we assume he's talking about the same case. So isn't that a problem? So our answer is wrong. Pata, let's start, then he missed this. Right? The answer that the Mishnah is, let's start, then. Meaning we're talking about two different cases. Right, then when the Mishnah says, Ha'omer tein gezela ishti, that's talking about to a ben chorin. V'shar shechor zela avdi, that's talking about an Eved. Right, so each one could be a different case, and that's why there's no rakasha. There's no kasha on the ro'i litol shita. Both shitas survive. Both shitas survive. Period. So again, in this Mishnah, we're talking about zechus and chov, relating that to shlichus, as we are talking about. We've mentioned often that there are... there is a major machlokas we shown him about the relationship between Zechiah and Shlichus. Where the Gemara doesn't make the chiluk, the Gemara gives impressions. The language of Zechiah mitam Shlichus, Olam mitam Shlichus is a Rishon phrase. It's not a Gemara phrase. The Gemara again gives impressions about the relationship between the two. The Gemara, at the beginning of the second parak of Masechet Kedushin, gives a clear impression that they're separate concepts. But the Gemara there, if you remember, discusses the way that the Nesiim were Zoche Eretz Yisrael on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara first says, oh, maybe it worked through Shlichus. And the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says, maybe it worked through Zechiah. And the Gemara rejects that. And finally, the Maskana is Aputrapis. It works through the principle of Aputrapis. A different mechanism, which some Rishonim relate more to Shlichus, some Rishonim relate more to Zechiah. But the Gemara there seems to have separate stages of Zechiah and Shlichus. Right, so if you say, like Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran, that Zechiah is Bitab Shlichus, how do you read that Gemara? So the Ran has to say, well, originally we thought that they were different concepts. Lamaskana, after the dust settles, we could say that they are linked. So there's a Havamina, at least, that they are separate. But other Rishonim say, no, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva all hold, Zechiah and Shlichus are not related. The Gemara never links them, so they're not related. Zechiah is not a form of Shlichus. So within the world of Zechiah, Mitam Shlichus, so the way Rashi understands that in a few places, Rashi says, and the Tosfos HaRash has this lashon, Anan Sahadi. Anan Sahadi means it's obvious. Zechiah Mitam Shlichus means if I appoint you a Shliach, fine. I know that the Mishleach is interested in having me as a Shliach. But Zechiah, he didn't appoint me. So Zechiah Mitam Shlichus means if it's a Zechus, then it's obvious that he would want me to be a Shliach. Anan Sahadi, some Lashonos are Anan Sahadi, Ki'ilo Aso Shliach. It's as if there was an appointment. Either you don't need an appointment, or it's as if there was an appointment. That's the principle of Zechiah Mitam Shlichus. The Ksos is very strong. The Ksos says, no. Zechiah Mitam Shlichus does not mean Anan Sadi. Doesn't mean it. Doesn't mean that it works through, oh, it's obvious. It's a Gzeres HaKasa that it's like Midin Yad. That's his Lashon. Zechiah Mitam Shlichus is that it's similar to Shlichus. It's similar, it's parallel. It does not mean that it is Shlichus. Again, that's a big Chiddush. That the Ksos says. But it does work l'shitaso to another Ksos. Right, there is another Ksos that we've mentioned in the past, but it works l'shitaso to assume that Zechiah is not Anan Sa'adi. Right, that's the Ksos. According to the Manda Amar, Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, it doesn't really mean that it is a form of Shlichus. It means that it's similar to Shlichus, but it's working Midin Yad. That's the Ksos Ashita. So there is another Ksos that works well with the first Ksos. And that's the Ksos in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, in Hilchas Matana. Reish Mem Gimel, in Sifcha, Sifcha Katan Ches. That's where he quotes the Shumas Adeshen. The Shumas Adeshen is quoted in the Ramah in Yeridea, so there's no Ksos on Yeridea. So that's why the Ksos talks about it here. The Shumas Adeshen in Simen Kuf Peches talks about the case where you have an Isha Ba'ala Sabayis, you have a woman who is a Ba'ala Sabayis that needed dough, and then she went out for a walk, and the dough is rising, and whatever the case is, somehow the dough is going to be ruined. If it keeps rising, it's going to be ruined unless it's baked right then. That it's going to be ruined. It's going to be ruined unless it's baked, put in the oven right now. So the mishareses wants to be mafresh challah, wants to take off challah and then bake it. Because you don't want to bake it, you don't want it to be mafresh challah afterwards. I guess that's a bidyeved, right? So therefore you want to be mafresha challah now. So, Shari Lameven Achi Olav, can she do that? Can the Mishareses take off Chalap on behalf of the Ba'al HaSabayis? Tshuva Yira Deshaper Dami Lameven Achi. Of course, says the Shuva Sedeshin. Why not? The Kiva the Miskalkel, Zechusu the Ba'al HaSabayis. Since it's getting ruined, it's a schus for the Ba'al HaSabayis to have her challah be taken and baked. V'kai malon, zuchie mitam shlichus is rabbi. V'achanami, ha-mishareses, nasa shlucha, afilu shlo midaita. Mitam deschus hulav, izach l'adam shlo b'fanef, says the Shumas Adeshen. V'yafilu ein kan elach shash kilkol isa. Even though there's only a chance, but it's not a vadai, still it is allowed. And then he quotes a couple of other sources related to this about Zechia and the Shlichas. That is the Shita of the Shuvas Hadeshin. And that's quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah in Yerodeh, Shin Chav Ches, Sif Gimel, quotes this Shuvas Hadeshin, Lahalacha. And the Kso says, I'm sorry, I am like dirt. V'imki adati miut erki, laharer achar piski maharai. Right, who am I to argue against Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, the Shuvas Hadeshin? Uve prachik var halach achar av haramah v'ataz. But and even so, the Ramban the Taz Amnam Lanias Daiti Tosas Rashba L'Sfirli Hachi. What does he say? He says, I don't think Tosas the Rashba hold like this. And he quotes a Rashba from Nedarim Lamed Vav, where the Rashba seems to say, and again, this is the Ksos made this Rashba famous, that there's a difference between being zochet somebody totally giving them something and being zochet by taking something from them, right? And that's how the Achronim quote this Ksos, even though the Ksos doesn't use this Lashon, Zachin La Adam Shlobafanov works. Zachin Me Adam Shlobafanov does not work. And therefore, I want to be Zoche, something for you, by taking something from you. Who says that works? Who says that's exactly Zachin? There you need more of a Gilui Das. That's the Rashba, it's a different context, but that's the context of the Rashba of doing something, Tore Mishel Chavero Al Shel Chavero. Right, going into your friend's field and taking off chuma for him, is that a schus for him? That's a case of Zachin May Adam. See here too, you're taking off Chala for the Mishareses. Who says that works? So that's the Ksosas Shita. So again, if you say Zechiyah and Shlichus are related to each other, Zechiyah mitam Shlichus, and that's based on Anan Sadi, then here the Shumas Hadeshin is right. It's Anan Sadi. It's obvious that the Mishareses would want this. She wouldn't want her whole challah to be ruined. And therefore, if you say Anan Sadi like the Rashi, like the Tozer Rash, then you should say it works. But the Ksos Lashitas, so the Ksos who says it's not based on Anan Sadi, maybe that's why he says that it would work in other cases, but it wouldn't work in this case because of Zachin May Adam Shalom Bafanef. Okay, that's the Ksos. Again, there's a lot more there in that sugya, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Masnisa two dots. Masnisa pliga, or by the dot. Masnisa pliga, Alman de Omar Haroi Lito Zoche. Right, so the following Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, this is why this is brought up here, also argues on the one that says Haroi Lito, meaning you don't have to be exactly in position to perform the act of the Zoche, Ditanin and Taman, because we learned over there, which means here. All right, because this is also a quote from the conversation that took place in Peah. But it's our Mishnah, Ditanin and Taman, Iser Acher Sha'ani Asid Lamu, Nosla Kiva Ben Yosef. Rabbi Gamliel says, the Meiser Ani that I'm going to Mafrish, or that I already was Mafrish, should go to Rabbi Akiva, Kadesh Yizke Bol Aniyim. So he'll take it for the Aniyim, Umuskar Lo Makomo. So again, Rabbi Akiva is going to be Zoch on behalf of the Aniyim. Rabbi Akiva Roy Hulito. And Rabbi Akiva is Roy to be, Rabbi Akiva is plenty rich. Rabbi Akiva can't take it for the Aniyim. Rabbi Akiva can't take Meiser Ani. So therefore, how can it be Zoche on behalf of the Aniyim? So again, it's a Kar Haroi Lito, that you don't have to be the exact same position as the Mishaleach. Right? The Gemara tells us in the Darim on Daf Nun, six events that made Rabbi Akiva rich. Six events, right? One of them is the story of Kalba Safua, as we know, that the Kalba Safua was his father-in-law, and he was Mudr Hana from him because he didn't want him to marry his daughter. And eventually he came back after many years, remember 12 years, with all the Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim, and Rabbi Akiva says to him, two different versions of the Gemara in Ksubis, around Salma Gimel and the Gemara in Dharma Daf Nun, two different versions of the story, some differences between the two, but he said he brought back 24,000 Talmidim, also Besun Rabbat Alfin, Zuge Talmidi, 24,000 pairs. Nafakuli Amalape, everybody went to say hello. Viaf Hikamas Lamefik Lape. Also, she, the wife of Rabbi Akiva, went out to greet him. Amar La, Hahu Rishi, Avalahecha Lahecha. And some wicked man said, where are you going? Amar Le, Yodeat Sadik Nevesh Behemto. I don't have to dress up, I'm just going to see him. Asas Le Ischazuye Le, Kamitchan Larabana. The Rabbana were pushing her away. Amar Lahon, he says to them, Hanichu La, Shali v'shalachem shalahu. Right, famous line. She said, he says, leave her alone. Everything that I have is because of her. Shama Kalba Savua. So according to this version in Nedarim, Kalba Savua heard about it. Asa v'ishal nidre v'ishtaruye. He was Matur Neder, and therefore v'ishtari, and then Rabbi Kiba was able to get all of his riches. A little different version than Ksubis, where Rabbi Kiba asked, had you known. But the Gemara then says, Minchis Mili Iyate Rabbi Akiva. There are six events that made Rabbi Akiva rich. Min Kalba Savua, that was number one. Mi Ila Das Finta, there was the story of a boat. Not all the stories are quoted here. Some of them, the Ron fills in, and the Mefarish. The Kos Finta Avdinlei Min Eina. Every boat had a certain type of special mast or head. Zimna Chada in Shio Al Kev Yama. One time they forgot it, and it was like very valuable, and they forgot it on the coast. Also, Ashkechen, he found it. Umin Gavza, there's in one case, there was a case of a sailor that a woman went crazy and she threw her treasure overboard and it went to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, different stories. Rabbi Akiva was very wealthy. So ask the Gemara, how could Rabbi Akiva take the money on behalf of the Aniyim? Right, that's not allowed. That's not Haroi Litol. So answer the Gemara, it must be that this story took place before any of those six stories. Patalach lo hashir. It must be before Rabbi Akiva became rich. And even if you want to say it was after he became rich, very hard to say it was so early, it was after he became rich. Tifter Shaya Parnas, maybe he was the Gabite Staka. He was the Parnas. Viyada Parnas, Kiyata Ani. And the Parnas is able to break the rules, because it's Ki'ilu, he's a stand-in for the Aniyim. Rav Chaim Gadievsky, Yad Gabai Kiyad Aniyim. Right, the Gemara, Yad Parnas Kiyad Ani. It's stronger than a Shliach. Maybe it's like an Aputrapis. Maybe an Aputrapis. If you say Aputrapis is even stronger than Shlichus, maybe that's how it's working. Okay? So that is the answer to the question. Again, we're left without a question on either Shita. The Gemara now ends off by saying, Milsa de Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amra Haroi Lito Zachei. We understand from Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Pshat of the Mishnah in Peah, we understand he holds like the Shita of Harai Lito. Why? The Mishnah in Peah, we have this back in Peah, and it's also quoted in the first parak of Metziah, the Machlokas, Rebbe Elezer, and the Rabbanan. If the Mishnah there quotes that if somebody takes Peah on behalf of an Ani, somebody picks up Peah on behalf of an Ani, is that Ani Kona? Rebbe Elezer says that Ani is Kona, and the Chachamim say that Ani is not Kona. And therefore, the machzik, the one who picks it up, has to give it to the first ani that he sees, because the ani that he picked it up for is not kona. The question is there, and the Gemara talks about this, who is picking up? Is it an ani, a fellow ani picking up the peah? Or is it a rich man picking up the peah? So that's not clear. That's the machlokas in the Gemara about this machlokas in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when talking about this machlokas between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbanan, Rabbi Elezer, who says again that the ani that he picked it up for is kona, and the chachamim say it's not, Rabbi Shimon Levi interprets that this is gufa the machlokas. This is gufa the machlokas between Rabbi Elezer and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, we're talking about a case where a balabais, an ashir picked it up. And therefore, that's the machlokas. According to Rabbi Elazar, it works, because all you need is a roi litain. But according to the Chachamim, it doesn't work, because you need a roi litol, and this balabayas, this usher cannot take. Avo balabayas ani, if it would have been a balabayas ani, then everybody would agree. Meachashu roi litol zechei. That even the Rabbanon would agree that it would work if it was a balabayas ani. Right, so you see from there that Rav Shimon Levi has the view that the Chachamim hold that you need a Haroi Lito would work and not a Haroi Litain. So you see it, that's how he understands the Mishnah. Good. Says the Mishnah. Now we get into the next topic of Vidui. Of Vidui Maestris, right? We spoke about the mitzvah of Biur, but after you do Biur, then you have to do Vidui. And there is a big discussion why exactly it is called Vidui Maestris, right? Vidui is usually something that we do when we're doing tshuva. What does that have to do with Vidui Maestris? So there are a number of explanations that are given for that word. So all the mefarshim on the page of the Mishnayos, the Tosfos Yontif and the Teferes Yisrael, they all quote the Svarno. The Svarno here on the pasuk of Vidui Maestris, the Svarno says on the pasuk Biarti Hakodesh Min Abayis. So what's the Vidui? Right, Vidui is associated with Yud Chub and Chait. What's the Vidui? Biarti Hakodesh Min Abayis, says the Svarno. B'chatoenu u'ba'avonos avoseinu, because of our sins, husra ha'avoda me'abachoros. The firstborns lost the avoda. Remember, by the egel, because they did the egel, so the first it was supposed to go to the firstborns, like in the days of Yaakov Avinu, and then it would switch to the Kohanim and the Leviim. Asher lahem ha'yeruos trumas and maestros. Bechoros, the firstborn should have gone trumas and maestros. Ka'amru v'atameh usam b'matan osam. B'havir kol peta rechem. V'zeo vidui maestros shizkiru rabbi Roseinu. That's the vidui, the lashon of vidui. That's the chait that is being the chait that is associated. That's the svarna. The Tosfos Yontif, Eretz Yisrael, all quote this. If you look in the Mishnah Rishona, the Mishnah Rishona here on the Mishnah says maybe he quotes the svarna also, but he says no, maybe it's the delay. Maybe it's the delay. He quotes the svarna and then says lo nehira ta truma levada eino chayav lezvados veina tuna vidui ela bechlal sharmatar. It's not just truma that would go to the firstborns. So he says ela havidu hilami shehishcha matnos etzlo. You're doing vidui because you just got rid of it. Meaning you waited. I just did it. So that's also a little problematic. What if you didn't delay? What if you did it all on time? So then you still say the same vidui. So if you look at Rav Soloveitchik, it's in they put in the Masoras Harav, it's in Shiur Harav, vidui, every act of tshuva also demands confidence. Right? Tshuva has two elements. I did something wrong and I'm able to do better. Tshuva requires that. If I didn't have the second point, then I wouldn't be able to do vidui or tshuva. Second, says Rav Soloveitchik, on the ability of each individual to cleanse himself, to comprehend the boundless, hidden, spiritual powers which are found in the human personality. That's also in vidui, in which propel one in the direction of return to the sovereign of the universe. On the ability of man to elevate himself to majestic heights, even after he has sunk into the abyss of impurity. This second principle is just as important as the first. A man obviously cannot engage in repentance if he does not have the boldness to admit that he has sinned. But without recognition of the sin, there can be no regret. Yet there can be no commitment for the future if the man has no faith in his ability to rise above the sins he has committed. If he believes that he is helpless and subservient to natural mechanical forces which pull him downward, if he's not convinced of the freedom of human creative act, he cannot feel his own guilt and he will not change. If man looks upon himself as an impotent creature, position of the sinner is helpless. So every vidui also has a positive what you can do. And that's why it's not bad, it's not inappropriate to call this vidui as well. After you do, you say what you actually did. That's a little bit about the word vidui. So the Mishnah says, b'mincha b'yantif hayim esvadin. Mincha yantif, in the Girsa of Mishnayis, is b'yantif achron. Like the previous Mishnah talks about Biyantif Rishon, according to most Girsos. At the beginning, right, Erev Yantif Rishon is when you do the Biur, but on Yantif Achron is when you do the Vidui, at the end of Pesach. Ketzad Haya Vidui, Biarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis. And we're going to quote the Pasuk from Kisavo, and every phrase is an allusion to another mitzvah that we did. Biarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, and Maaser Sheni Venetar Ravai. I got rid of it, and Maaser Sheni Venetar Ravai, and I destroyed it. Biarti. Unisativ alevi, zemaiser levi. Vegam nisativ, the vegam is before the word nisativ, and that's why in terms of the order, zutrumo trumas meiser. Trumo trumas meiser is before The Meiser Rishon. The Mefarshim wonder, like, how do you get Shumas Meiser before giving Meiser Rishon? Unless you were Maktim, unless you were Maktim Bishibol, and you took it early, like the Yisrael, where the Sugi in Mesechas Gittin talks about, could Yisrael give Shumas Meiser? He'll be Mafresh Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and then he'll take Shumas Meiser and give it. That's a Machlokas Tana. La Ger La Yasov La Manaza Meiser Ani. Haleket Vashicha Vapeya. Right, that phrase, Lakeri Samalmana, includes Maeser Ani and the other Ma'nasanim, Lekha Shechen Peya. Ava Vishain Machmanas Avidui, even though these last few are not Ma'akiv the Vidui, even if you didn't give properly the Lekha Shechen Peya, that's not going to be Ma'akiv your Vidui. Menabayas, Zuchala. Biarti Akhlish Menabayas, because Chala is the only one that the Chiv kicks in the Bayas. Kocho Mitzvascha Shertzivisani, that means I did it in order. Ha'im Hikdim, Maeser Sheni, Lerishon in Yachalas Vados. I have to not just do mitzvahs, but do them in order. Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha. I didn't violate what violations are there within the hafrasha. I didn't mess up the hafrasha. Lo efrashti mi min al she'en omino. Lo min atalash ala mechubar, lo min amechubar ala talash. I didn't take for grapes, for grain, and olives, for pomegranates. And I didn't do talush, which is chayiv, and mechubar are still attached, which is not chayiv. Lo mena mechubar al talush, lo mena chadash al hayashan. I didn't mess up the years. Each year has its own rules. Lo mena yashan al hachadash. And then the last line, which we'll mention, and then we'll pick up with lo shachachti milavarechacha umilahaskir shimcha alav. I didn't forget to make a bracha. I didn't forget to make a bracha. A bracha, birchas hamitzvah. I didn't make a bracha on the afrasha. Right? Isn't that a durabanan? So pasha, this is an asmachta. Pashas is an asmachta, because all berachas mitzvahs are the rabbanan. Maybe we'll talk about berachas mitzvahs a little bit at the beginning of the next year and get into the other phrases in the vidui.